Hello out there. I don't have a piano because I'm in Texas. Texas, Texas, Texas. A great state. Let me increase the bit rate here. Hi, everybody. I'm going to do a quick one today because I'm doing the Alex Jones show in an hour. But I didn't want to miss out on too many days because I can't live stream on my normal channel, but we made this channel and I even checked with the terms and services and I talked to my Jew who talks to YouTube on my behalf, and they said it's all good, that, you know, no one ever knows what YouTube is going to do, but I'm not crossing any boundaries. But we already have like 4,000 subscribers on here, and you can't super chat me. And oddly, I think that actually works in our favor because I don't believe I'm shadow banned right now. So we'll see how many people come up. So I'll live stream on this, then take it down, and then put it up on Owen Benjamin Comedy. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. Is your Jew half Asian? No, he's full Jew, but he's a right-wing Jew. He's the good kind. He's not, he's hilarious. He's one of the best Jews ever. And there's some really good Jews out there. You don't have to be right-wing to be a good Jew. You just can't be one of those self-hating globalist types. Those are the bad ones. And, you know, I've been warned about those. Owen, all love from here on... hey, Bear, it's great to have the streams back. Yeah, dude, I'm telling you. We can... This has been a blessing in disguise. I'm now making no money on it. But that's okay because we don't have... and don't worry about hitting the like on this one. I don't mind keeping it mellow and just us. It's 173 already. I'll upload it onto my channel, and there I need you to hit the like button. Got a notification? It worked? Yep, it's working now because this channel ain't shadow banned like my normal channel. So this can just be like fun for us. Use Streamlabs for donations. Also, paypal.me/feedthebear if you want, but it's okay. You know, money is definitely an anxiety, but at the same time, this is unbelievably cool that we get to do this. It's a cozy stream and we get to just chat. I'm going to show you a clip from my tour. This may be glitching. I'm going to pull this back a little bit. I get a little hubris sometimes. I get a little hubristic. Is hubristic a word? It should be if it's not. Oh, it's nice to be back. Got to get that honey. You're right. PayPal just dropped Alex Jones. I know. It's insane. That's why I'm supporting him so hard. That, and he's hilarious. But I'm doing his show in an hour, and then I'm also going to go back in the studio next week. Because I even told those guys, I'm like, I'm in, man. I'm like, if we don't rally around the people getting attacked, we don't deserve our freedom. And think what you will about Alex. He doesn't deserve to be deplatformed like that. So that brings me to, dude, LA comics are literally obsessed with me. It's so creepy and weird, but I take it as a compliment, obviously, because they just keep talking shit. We have a new shit talker, Greg Fitzsimmons. And this one should have hurt if I didn't already know that he was a coward and a pervert and a pussy. But it's all good. I was originally told that Joey Diaz talks shit, which I found very odd because he's a good dude. And then I had my wife listen to the episode because we've established that I shouldn't listen because I will become the Hulk. So in an attempt to try and grow as a person and not just beat people mercilessly that attack me in any way. my wife listened to it and said that Joey was being kind of his normal, gentle giant self. Joey's cool. He was talking about how I ate one edible and then I moved to Vermont. He got the state wrong, but that's Joey. It's all good. And Greg Fitzsimmons said that I'm alt-right and that I've like lost my mind and I'm conspiratorial. But then the end. But see, this is the thing. This is why I always hit back. And I think Rogan's wrong about that. Like, don't just take shit from anybody. Don't just pretend it doesn't bother you. Amy was telling me that one of the producers was like really quickly like, dude, don't talk shit. Like he fucking freaks out. I just want people to know that there's repercussions. That's all. And I always will. Anytime someone talks shit, I'm here all day long. If that little weasel, that little freckled worm named Greg Fitzsimmons, and this is the thing. Greg Fitzsimmons used to be my favorite comedian when I was 19. And I pushed my college to have him come, and I opened for him. And it was an amazing time in my life. And we became friends, kind of. Not really. I mean, I don't know if he's capable of real friendship. He's a pervert and a coward, and he has crippling depression, and he's very greedy, like oddly money driven. It's like weird. So anyway, I do his podcast. He does mine. He does my 60 Minutes 7 days. He's a great writer. He's a phenomenal writer, but he's very, very ambitious. He's 5'6". He flies off the handle. He's a little rich kid. He's from a rich family, and he's a pervert. I mean, he literally like talks about smelling women's hair and lactating. It's bizarre. So anyway, but I would never just talk shit about him unless he starts it. And so he says I'm alt-right, and he knows what that does to someone's career. He knows that those accusations make it so that I have to have secret shows, and I can't be in TV and film anymore. It's a blessing in disguise. I've had one of the best years of my career this year, ever since being kicked out of hell. But he's 5'6", rich kid. I already think he's a Jew. Well, he married a Jewish woman. And he had a son. He has a son named Owen, which I always found very bonding towards me. Made me like him. But oh well, I don't care. This is why I figured out why comics talk so much shit, and they have to call me alt-right and not just normal right wing. Half the country, if not more now, because the Democrats have lost their mind to a degree that, you know, To Kill a Mockingbird wouldn't find it believable. The nation is elected a Republican president. We have a Republican Congress. And since that election, the left has went mentally insane. So when you look at comedians, this is why comedians in LA are obsessed with me. Think about it. You know, Theo Vaughn, Whitney Cummings, Bert Kreischer, all these guys, Sam Tripoli, all these, who's that gay guy who does liposuction? Anthony Jeselnik, like all these people that I don't think about at all. Those of you that have been here a lot know that I would just say nice things about Theo Vaughn, nice things about Bert Kreischer, nice things about Whitney Cummings, even though she looks like a melted candle. And then they'll just come at me. And I never understood it. It used to make me angry. It used to make me a little hurt. Like I felt betrayed because like this Greg thing, if this happened 3 months ago, I would have probably wanted to cry. No joke. He was like one of my favorite comics back in the day before I learned that he was a pervert and a coward. And he's 5'6" and he smells like shit. Like he has an odor. And he's always depressed. He's always on all these drugs to like help with his depression. Cause he just despises people. He works for Ellen. He's just a sack of shit. Overpaid, just freckled, white skin, fucking grotesque little man. He's 5'6" and he's male. But I figured it out. It's because all of LA comedy is left wing. Every one of them. Every single one of them. Even Rogan has to talk left wing politics now. Every single comedian. So why do they obsess about me? Because in a country where at least half is right wing, and right wing is clearly the funny wing because the left now just cries and accuses people of rape and then cries. So I'm proof. I'm like, if I have a big enough name in comedy where it's my existence shows the conspiracy. And the conspiracy is that every single comedian has to be left-wing to go on Netflix. Every single one. Even Norm had to apologize on The View. Every fucking one of them. So my existence and my success, which I'm currently getting, exposes the lie. And so in that, they have to then say that I'm alt-right and insane, or else it exposes their entire world to what they have done for money and for power and for bullshit. Who's talking shit? Oh, this dude, Greg Fitzsimmons. Joe Rogan is a beacon of hope in LA? I don't think so. I think that he's doing the same shit. I mean, Joey Diaz was saying that Judge Kavanaugh, like, has done bad. Like, a guy who's been to prison for armed kidnapping is doing left-wing talking points. Not talking shit about Joey. Much respect, Joey. But it's, from the outside point of view, it's so fucking gross. And so me just being normal, just a normal male, just a family guy, and my politics haven't even shifted that much, except for abortion. I've gotten very pro-life ever since I saw a heartbeat at 6 weeks in my wife, and I realized it's the greatest thing in the world. And then I saw the horror that is Planned Parenthood for what it really is. That's something you could call me extreme right wing on. The fact that my taxes are so high, I felt like someone just punched me in the gut as hard as they could, and I almost couldn't speak when I saw how much I have to pay in taxes. Property taxes, school taxes for a few properties that I rent out, just horrors. You know, I pay more in taxes than a lot of these people make in a year that bitch all day long. And so I want lower taxes because of that, because it's literally theft. It's just they steal it and then they use it to murder babies. So I would love to debate Greg Fitzsimmons on any of these topics, or the fact I'm free speech, Second Amendment, due process, like we'll get to with Judge Kavanaugh in 1 second. So he has to attack me. And this is a guy I haven't thought about in years. You know, I remember him saying very inappropriate things at the Improv about women. I remember seeing his freckly burned face with his shitty little hat and his depression. But I never would just say that because I don't draw first blood. I never do. There's other comics. You don't even need, Fitzsimmons is a joke. He used to be hilarious. Oh, and after the baby boomers die off, are millennials like me left to the left's devices? It's hard not to feel like Trump's election was a last gasp. Trump stood up to the UN. Trump's doing a phenomenal job. This is why I don't trust people like Greg Fitzsimmons, Theo Vaughn, Whitney Cummings. I mean, even Joe Rogan. It's like the fact none of them will admit that Trump is doing a good job is insane. We have the best economy we've had in, what, a century? Lowest unemployment, especially with minorities. He diffused two potential wars with two dictators. We're de-escalating war, and he's hilarious. And the other option was Hillary Clinton, who it turns out was the devil. I wasn't all about Trump when he was running at all. I thought he was a reality show dickhead. His performance has been so good that if you've only doubled down on hating him, given the fact that there is no Russia collusion, they've been investigating for 18 months and they have absolutely nothing. The fact that UC Left is now weaponizing rape accusations. The fact anybody that can't at least acknowledge that the stock market is up, unemployment is down, war is down. Nuclear threats with North Korea and Russia have both been minimized. Anybody that can't admit that and instead just goes for their hardline bullshit doesn't care about my kids or your kids or their kids. They want to plunge them into even more and more debt and threat of war and economic collapse. And I take that personally. So let's, Me Too movement is a joke. Yeah, let's talk about Kavanaugh. So Greg Fitzsimmons, whatever he wants to do, I'm in, you know? He wants to take this to Munchkin land. I can't explain to you how short the guy is. And I'm sure there's guys in this that are 5'6", because I do have some fans that are in like seventh grade. But no, I'm just kidding. I know there's dudes that are 5'6" in here, and you're fine. You know, as long as you've outgrown that weirdness. There's like a weirdness among short men that want to be tall. If you're comfortable in your own skin, you're fine. How do I super chat? There is no super chat now. I've been banned from my super chat, but there's a blessing in disguise. We don't get the trolls. So if you want to support me, you can paypal.me/feedthebear. I can read your messages. Also, my special is going to come out soon. Pre-orders start tonight. And I'm downloading a video from one of the shows that I really want to show you guys. Coddington Bear is doing an excellent job. 5'7", not 5'6". Thank you very much. That's a big difference, Hormel, Jonah. 5'7" is very close to average. 5'6" is below average, and that hits men really hard. My 5'7" made me conquer Lebanon. 12% Jew bear is 5'6". Jews don't really care. They're more about gold. As long as you don't act 5'6", exactly. Since when does YouTube not allow super chats? That's crazy. I can't be monetized on this. This is my burner account. It's okay though. I'm blessed to have you guys here. And I saw that on tour. When I saw you guys all come out and how much the stream meant to you, I'll do this without super chats. But, you know, in December when it's back, feel free to super chat me. Or just buy the special. Or patreon.com/WDTL. Or paypal.me/feedthebear. But if not, it is all good. I am a fortunate bear. Hey, what's the progress update, if any, on your main channel? I will have no live streaming until December because I showed bonobo monkeys having sex. They called it pornography. All good. My kids are healthy. I just got to spend all night and morning with my beautiful wife and my two sons. And Walter is just such a good kid. We just wrestled and laughed and ran around. And, you know, it's definitely a tough time for money these days, especially because of tax season. But I'm so blessed. It's crazy. Nature is porn. I'm off YouTube so much more when this stream isn't daily. Well, I'm going to keep it daily, bro. I'm going to keep it daily. Let's show some pics and talk about stuff. Why is this downloading so damn slow? I really want to show you this video. I'm going to try downloading it again. But then again, I am retarded. Everyone knows it. All right, download. Yeah, here we go. Let's see if this works. I wonder, oh, it's 1.2 gigs. Coddington, you psycho. I gotta show you some cool pictures though. I'm not gonna double download it. That's stupid. I wonder if I could screen capture. Give me a second. I'm gonna figure this out. I know a bunch of nerds are already like, oh, of course you can. I mean, just do the duplicate. And the thing with the thing. Window capture. Okay. Can I just do window? Default desktop. Just give me 1 second and then I'll figure this out. If I don't get it like pretty fast. Scene, media source, image, game capture, display capture. Display capture. Is that it? Oh, whoa, that's wicked intense. Does that work for anybody? Whoa. I mean, that's really trippy. What if I did that? Is that anything? I'm gonna check you guys. I'm gonna check it on you guys. Somebody knows what I'm doing. What do you guys think? Is there like a thing on OBS where I can click? Far out, man. I know. Does anyone know? Wangerific OBS mirrors. That is it. That is it, Herman. Is that really what it is? But why does it get so intense like that? Why was there an O inception? That worked for a second. And Control Alt Delete. Now I know what that does. You can see it for a second. Someone just said, I'm so high I can see heaven. That's wicked funny. YouTube suspended Owen for posting black porn. Can you imagine if the algorithms claim that? Not kidding, it could. Display capture will work fine once you click away from OBS. Okay, let's do that. So display capture. So now I click away from OBS. And let's see. Let's see if I'm still spiraling. And Is it saying? Are we partying? Are we partying, guys? Someone just said Gay Wolverine here. All right, here we go.
So I was listening to this song on my 15-hour excursion today.
Is this working?
And it's called This Land Is Your Land. And of course, now that I'm a tax-paying father, I realize
that's
communist propaganda that I never realized. So I, instead of just complaining, I wrote my own version. This land, it isn't your land. This land's just my land. Because I bought it, that's also my van. Go back to California or Manhattan Island. This land's just mine, you dumb hippie. As I was shooting my 30-06, I saw more commies. Their sign said Bernie. My sign said private property. They didn't read my sign.
Oh, shit. You didn't get the bit. The final bit. Come on. Come on, gay guy. All right, whatever.
My sign. So I killed four more hippies. Suck on that, Woody Guthrie, you old commie fuck.
There we go. Bringing that heat. So that, did it work? Now the buffer's low. I can fix that. This land's not your land. Oh, and by the way, that that yellow version I did crushed. I don't know if that many of you guys saw the yellow one. But the look at the stars, it identifies the Jews. Restricts the things they can do. And they're all yellow. So that special will be available October 2nd. But tonight, you will be able to get pre-order it. And please pre-order it because I don't know how I'm going to contact you guys if I get kicked off of more stuff. But that's just a little taste. And by the way, that's only one camera angle. I just pushed Coddington to give me a clip real fast. He's still editing it. It's going to look way, way better. Yellow is reference toward Asians. That song was hilarious. Oh, yeah. And then the very end is I killed four more hippies. All right. So now let's look at some stuff. Okay, this is great. Female blogger is ordered to pay U.S. Army colonel she accused of rape $8.4 million in damages after he claimed the false allegations cost him a sparkling military career. We need more of that. Because if not, no one's going to believe any rape accusations and every guy is just constantly vulnerable. Like the fact that rape allegations have been weaponized, honestly, it's not surprising given that the left kills babies and steals everyone's money is like their whole thing. And they use minority groups. They keep them impoverished so that the minority group always needs them in power. Oh, did Cod just send a new one? Sweet. Coddington Bear coming in hot. Here we go. Let me guess. There's another one that's like 8,000. Yeah. How big is this one? All right, I'll stop that one. I hope we get it in time. I hope we get it in time, Coddington Bear. My sweet prince. I'm gonna forward it to my wife. Amy's so funny. She was like, yeah, just write to Craig first before you just blast him. So I did. I wrote to him and then immediately blasted him. All right. Let's keep talking. Because if they stay on this path, we got to start granting that the Muzzies have a point. Because if women truly can just accuse any man of rape and just ruin their life and everyone just goes with it, as much as I talk shit about the Muzzies, you know, when they say, like, don't let them drive or vote or own property, at that point you can't really fault them for that. It's interesting, right? Dems are muzzies. They are. Greg is by. Greg did say he sucked a dude's dick once. That's a true story. Greg Fitzsimmons. He said he sucked a dude's dick. He said that on Stern. He wants to call me alt-right and conspiratorial. The dude put a dick in his mouth. I mean, I think. I hope I'm getting that story right. But he said either did or he wanted to or something. Something happened with a dick with him. This is a little movie called To Kill a Mockingbird. And the whole point, which is one of the reasons it's banned in schools, is not because they say nigger in the book. That's what they claim. It's because the whole movie is about a black man. Doesn't matter black or white. The key is man is accused by this dumb white bitch of rape. And he's obviously innocent, but they don't care because that is how the Democrats have always been. All right, let me see some other ones here. That was from before. Can I show you that one? Hashtag Weave All Women, and you have the feet of Emmett Till. And for those of you that don't know who Emmett Till is, you can check out Dave Chappelle, a guy who is not speaking on behalf of Kavanaugh at all, even though in his special on Netflix, the Democratic-run propaganda wing of entertainment, it's called Netflix, he did this whole thing about how Emmett Till just looked at a white woman and was accused of rape and then murdered. And his whole thesis was that due process is very important and that just an accusation alone should not condemn a man. And don't think that Kavanaugh isn't already condemned. Is someone who has only been accused of being a racist or a bigot or a homophobe or a transphobe or an Islamophobe like me, right? These nonsense things. And I'm a comedian and I have pretty thick skin. It's pretty devastating when it goes viral. Judge Kavanaugh has two daughters. He's a very Christian man who's lived a very good life, according to everyone who's known him. He's had six FBI deep dives into his life. They found nothing. People that went to school with him, no one corroborates any of this bullshit. It's traumatizing. He almost cried on television. You could see it. And that can cause divorces. It can cause suicides, and not just the Clinton suicides, which are actually murders. It can cause actual suicides. And so right now, Judge Kavanaugh is a victim of this. He's being victimized because to be called a rapist publicly by millions of people destroys your brain. Actual rapists like Bill Clinton, I don't think it hurts them as much because they're monsters. If you're like a good guy and this happens, it destroys your brain. Like you just, I can't imagine what the guy's going through. So, hang on. I had another one I wanted to show you guys. Oh, this is a cool picture of Trump. Someone made this meme. I really hope I can play you what Coddington just made. Look at this shit. So Trump goes in front of the UN and crushes. And all the coverage says that everyone laughed at Trump. Who? Iran? Venezuela? North Korea? Like, who the fuck is... These countries, half of them are being protected by our military that we pay for. The other half are like dictators and sodomites. They laughed for like 1 minute. He said a hilarious response. They laughed harder at him being funny. And then they didn't laugh again. And he said, and he had one of the best speeches I've ever heard a president give. And I'm not one of these guys that thinks Trump's some god or some like untouchable legend. I didn't want to like him because everybody in my industry fucking hates him. But I'm not going to lie about it. The dude, his speech was so good at the UN. He broke it down so perfectly that we're not going to be controlled by international bodies. And he talked about the compassion for people fleeing Syria and the best approach, not just about like, do you not care about the brown people? He's like, the best thing, like to make your dollars go the farthest, you know, America would be willing to pay for some of these people in countries closer to where they're fleeing from so that when the war is over, they can return to their home country. And that really calls the bluff of the left, who have no interest in having these people ever go back to their country. They want them in America to vote left because they vote left historically. That's the only reason. And because they're pathological. So he talked about Iran. He talked about this governing body of justice, this international governing body of justice. I don't remember the name of it, but he's like, fuck that. We're not on board that. And I have a weird, talk about conspiracy theory. Greg Fitzsimmons, eat your heart out because I'm about to give another conspiracy theory, you 5'6" fucking freckled worm pervert. I think some of these Avenger movies are trying to normalize international law. I just watched like 3 because I've been on a bunch of planes. And it's real sneaky what they do. They have the bad guys be understandable bad guys. And it's always about global domination. It's very interesting. And when you know that big, big, big budget Hollywood is colluding with the expanding state, and that's a fact. I mean, that's literally a fact. They have a narrative they want to paint. So, like, what are they trying to expand? I found the bad guy in one of the newest Avenger movies to be really fascinating. This guy, he killed half the world. You guys remember what it is? Oh, and please speak on Conan canceling Norm. I thought it was Jimmy Fallon. The Jews want global domination. There's tons of groups that want global domination. The Saudis, Chinese. I'm sure there's Americans that want global domination. Thanos. Yeah, Thanos is an interesting character because he has an element of sacrifice to him. You know, he's this really bad guy, but he's willing to do what's necessary. But here's the thing. He doesn't know what's necessary. He wants to kill off half the world because his world died, and he said that if only he had done this, everything would have been fine. And he's willing to suffer the burden of being a monster to have everyone be prosperous. But here's the thing. It's just like the argument for environmentalism. He has no idea what effect that will have. If you kill off half the population in some countries, their economy will completely collapse and a lot more people will die. It's an act of extreme ego. It's ego on a level that only socialists really feel. You know, it's this this feeling that you know more about the world than everyone else. And the Avenger movies that are produced by James Gunn, pedophile, you can feel that they're making a bad guy like that you almost root for. Like the Joker was postmodern. He was chaos. He was pure subjectivity. And he was the most interesting part of Dark Knight, I thought. I loved watching the Joker because it was written like just this unbelievable bad guy. And you almost found yourself rooting for him. And he was postmodern. He was, why does it matter? It's like, he just wanted the world to burn. And I see that in the Avengers as well. Thanos was this narcissist who truly thought that he knew that if he murdered trillions of people that there would be prosperity. And there was that scene where he's looking out at the green pasture and he like just has that humble smile. And I remember thinking like, this is produced by Jon Favreau, James Gunn, like these real hard leftists, they relate to fucking Thanos. That's real. And you can feel it in the writing. Oh, Conan wouldn't let Norm on? Yeah, they won't. There's no comedians that aren't on the left. That's why comedians are obsessed with me. The amount of comedians that have talked shit about me that I haven't thought about, that I only know about because people write to me, I had to really figure it out because I'm like, what's going on with this? Why am I in everyone's head? It's because I haven't knelt. I'm literally the only one, I think, at this point. With the exception of the Brian Regans and the Jim Gaffigans and the people that just never touch any of that shit, that they just have a certain type of comedy that they don't need to ever do that, but they still have to bend the knee in their own way. I think I might be the last one. I didn't used to be. Norm even had to apologize. And it's just so weird. And that's why Greg Fitzsimmons and I'm Joey Diaz was just out of nowhere, just called me alt-right and crazy. Even though I'm way smarter than him, way more knowledgeable about current events, way funnier. So it's like, if I'm crazy, then he's just like a pile of dog shit. Because what does that make him? You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Bill Burr is dope. Yeah. Nick is great. Which Nick? Oh, Louis J. Gomez. Yeah, you're right. I'm just thinking of the people in LA. Yeah, you're right. Dave Smith. There's people. I shouldn't have said that. More names. It's just the people that... Oh, DiPaolo. Yeah, of course. I'm retarded. My bad. It was Joey Diaz? No, Joey was cool. Some people told me it was Joey Diaz, but it wasn't. Joey was telling a funny story about me. And Greg hijacked the conversation and said that I am alt-right and, you know. Nick Dipp gave you much love the other day. Oh, dude, I don't know why I said I'm the only one. That was retarded. DiPaolo is a fucking legend. I think I was just thinking about my clique in LA back in the day because they're all gone now. They're all just pussies. Yeah. Crowder, yeah, but I don't think of him as a stand-up. He is a great stand-up. Crowder, bend the knee. Crowder doesn't have a fucking knee to bend. That dude will never bend the knee. But yeah, I mean, when I think of Crowder, I think of hosting and acting, but he's a phenomenal stand-up. He just doesn't do it. You're the punching bag du jour right now. Yeah, it's true. It's true, but I don't care. I'm all good. Bill Burr covered for Norm. Yeah, that's cool. We'll see what happens. Anybody on Netflix has to bend the knee. There's not a single example. I mean, even Bill Burr is like pro Black Lives Matter and shit openly. And Black Lives Matter is a George Soros-funded bullshit thing that is all about creating chaos in a country and having their borders fail. And that's a fact. Black Lives Matter is not about black people. Anyone who thinks it is fucking retarded. Did Joey back you up, though? No, but I'm not offended. Joey and me, I've done a show once. I've hung with him a few times. We're both friends with Sandler. But... he doesn't need to back me. I don't take that as a cowardly act. Like, I don't have his number. I took Theo Von not backing me as an absolute betrayal because I've been to, like, Mexico with that guy. I've known that guy for fucking 15 years. Bert Kreischer, same thing. I've known him for 15 years. Joey doesn't have an obligation to back me. So he was telling a funny story. Greg Fitzsimmons, that worm, that just stinky little bag of shit. Bill married a black chick strategically. I'm not going to say that. That's a very aggressive thing to say. Netflix has more gay sex scenes than straight. Oh yeah. And they're starting to get into the pedophile shit too. They're very excited about that. Bert has German guilt. Well, he's bisexual. So he's always coming or getting fucked. So he's just giggling and, he's just like a giggly bag of dough. Swear he is saying Richard Simmons. Bill Burr got messed up by his wife. The one thing he swore he'd never have and now is letting his values fall apart. Well, he has a child and a wife, which is kind of the point of life in my opinion. So if that's what it took, saying Black Lives Matter is a valid thing to have that type of peace at home, then God bless Bill Burr. But everyone knows Black Lives Matter is complete horseshit. It's nonsense. They never address Chicago or any inner city gang violence. They never address prison reform. They never address any of that shit. All they care about is the 16 unarmed black people that were killed by cops in an entire year. You're more likely to die from, lightning, fucking a toaster in the rain. If they addressed the 70 black people that are killed in a weekend in Chicago, I would take it seriously, but it isn't. And if you follow the funding of it, it's George Soros, whose entire business plan is globalism. It's to make a currency fail in a country. That's how he got rich off the British pound. It's in his books. He's like, it's obvious what he does. It's his business. His business is to make a currency fail. And he's funding Black Lives Matter. You think that Hungarian Jew, atheist, fucking psychopath who worked for the Nazis gives a shit about American black people? It's a joke. It's funnier than anything these fucking bisexual males ever write. Like Bert Kreischer, Greg Fitzsimmons. I wonder if they've ever sucked each other off. Black lives don't matter to abortion mills. That's true. More than one in two black conceptions are terminated, which is murdered, before they're born. Black Lives Matter, oddly, has never discussed that fact or the main causes of death of black people. They just want to start race problems in America so that our currency falls. We don't have a sense of national pride and no one gives a shit about our borders. And that way, a very small amount of people can make hundreds of trillions of dollars. That's the way it works. And so anytime a comedian is careless enough to back shit like that, I just think they're either compromised or retarded, or both. Oh, and what do you think about QAnon? I know so little about it. I know a lot of people are real into it, but I don't have an opinion because I haven't. I started looking it up, and all I could find is people talking about it. One of my buddies has a QAnon app, but apparently they're not still selling. I have no idea. One of my buddies said Q at one point existed, and now it's a bunch of trolls. Another one of my buddies says he knows Q. Another one of my – I have no fucking idea. Damn, dude, the last, like, 15 minutes of what you said needs to be its own video. Cut it. Put it on the internet. It's all good. I thought BLM meant Bert loves men. Well, I mean, it does. He doesn't just love men. He just wants to fuck men. Like, he doesn't, like, love – I don't – Listen, I love some men. I love men so much that I would never put my cock in their ass because that's not love. You know, like all these gay guys are like, why? Because I love men. It's like, dude.
I was listening to this song.
Anybody that really loves men doesn't want to put their dick in their ass. I love my wife so much that I've never wanted to put my cock in her ass because that's fucking gross and weird. All right, what's the name of this file? Let's check this out. We just got a new cut from Coddington Bear. So get this at vimeo.com/Owen Benjamin. You can pre-order this. All right, let's check this out. Is he playing? Oh, shit. Shut up, you fucking. Hang on. And then I got to do it. I'm doing Alex Jones tonight. Because I back up people that fight for free speech because I'm not a fucking pussy. There we go. This land's not your land. This land's just my land because I bought it.
Listen to this song on my 15-hour excursion today, and it's called This Land Is Your Land. And of course, now that I'm a tax-paying father, I realize it is communist propaganda that I never realized. So instead of just complaining, I wrote my own version. This land, it isn't your land. This land's just my land because I bought it. That's also my van. Go back to California or Manhattan Island. This land's just mine, you dumb hippie. As I was shooting my 30-06, I saw more commies.
Sing with it.
Their sign said Bernie. My sign said private property. They didn't read my sign, so I killed four more hippies. Suck on that, Woody Guthrie, you old baby fuck.
Let's listen again. I was kind of distracted that first time. This is done by Kyneton Barris.
So I was listening to this song in my
and he's getting a percentage of sales,
today.
By the way. I employed Barris.
And it's called This Land Is Your Land. And of course, now that I'm a
Let's
tax
sing
lien
along.
Father, I realize it is communist propaganda that I never realized. So I, instead of just complaining, I wrote my own version.
Here we go.
This land, it isn't your land. This land's just my land. Because I bought it. That's also my van. Go back to California.
Greg Fitzsimmons.
Or Manhattan Island. This land's just mine, you dumb hippie. As I was shooting my 30-06, I saw four commies. Their sign said Bernie. My sign said private property. They didn't read my sign, so I killed four more hippies. Suck on that, Woody Guthrie, you old clammy fuck.
By the way, this special is going to be epic. There's some jokes in it that, because I had such a strong crew on the road with me, I had Nimmer and Delev and Brandon and Coddington and Tommy Lee, the Hmong Chinaman. We just were vibing and riffing. And one of my buddies from like kindergarten too. And so we would just come up with a premise, and Seamus from Freedom Tunes came with us too. And by the end, I was like, I can't believe the fucking jokes we've written. This is insane. Wait till you guys see it. So I'm going to get off now because I'm doing A. Jones. I'm going to put this on my YouTube, Owen Benjamin Comedy. Go to vimeo.com/Owen Benjamin to pre-order this special. And Greg Fitzsimmons is a dirty little worm. He's most likely a sodomite. Hitler did nothing wrong. Nothing. It's weird how the population of Israel is 6 million. Gee, I wonder where they went. Illuminati, my dear Watson. Illuminati indeed. All right, so go over to my normal channel, Owen Benjamin Comedy. Hit the like button on that because they're going to try and take this down. But I love you guys. I'm glad that I got to do this, and I'll be on Crowder tomorrow. And Hitler did nothing wrong. He was a good guy. It's like Thanos, just holding the world on his shoulders. You know, he's like a candle in the wind, baby. Candle in the wind.